Pasuk, let's learn. Pasuk Gimel. Af chayveiranim. Pasuk Gimel. Af chayveiranim kol kedoshav biyadech lehim tukud v'aglach yisam midaber oisam. What does that pasuk mean? What does this whole pasuk mean? The very hard pasuk. Af. Pasuk Gimel. Look at Rashi. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi here says, af chayveiranim. Af means gam. Also. Chiba yisera. Chiba yisera chibeid es hashvatim. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he expressed an intense love, an additional love to the Shevatim. So when the Pasuk says, Af means also, Choyvev, he showed his love. Amim refers to the Shevatim. That's an unusual way to translate the word Amim. Amim, you would think, means nations of the world. But that's not what it means in this context. It means the Shiftei Kah, the 12 tribes of the Jewish people. Kol kidoshav biyodecha. Rashi goes further. Kol echad v'echad kor. And Rashi explains every one of the shvatim he calls an am. Shaharei binyamin levada haya osli volid. How do you know this? What's the proof? Because when Yaakov Avinu had already 11 children, the only one that was yet to be born was Binyamin. Binyamin is the youngest. Kisha'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov, Goy, a nation, Ukehal Goyim, an assembly of nations, Yihyeh Mimeka, will come from you. What are you talking about? It already came. It already came from Yaakov Avinu, 11 tribes. So why then did Kadosh Baruch Hu say to Yaakov Avinu, Goy, a nation, Ukehal Goyim, an assembly of nations, Yihyeh Mimeka? So we see here that even one shevet, Binyamin, is called a nation and called a kahal goyim. And by that, by extension, we can say every single one of the shvatim is called the goy u kahal goyim. Thus, Rashi goes further and says, when it says here in this pasuk, kol kidoshav, when it says in the pasuk, when it says here, the words, amim means the shvatim. And by the way, this is very, very, very apropos, very, very much related to Yom HaKippurim, because Yom HaKippurim we say the Shiftei Yeshurun, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Soleach U'Mochel La'amo. I don't remember the exact words, but one of the major scenes of Yom Kippur is Hashem's love for the Shift, the Shevatim. We don't mention the Shevatim and the other Mo'adim. Rosh Hashanah, there's no mention of Shevatim. On Rosh Hashanah, we talk about Klal Yisrael as a whole. On the Mo'adim, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, we don't mention the Shevatim. The only time in the liturgy we mention the Shevatim, we give Chashivos to each Shevet by itself, is only Yom Kippur. Why is that so? I don't know. I don't know why that's so. I don't know, but over here something very interesting, where it says in this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has an intense love.
I saw it somewhere, because Yaakov was a Ish Tam, yeah. And he knew how to deal with Lavan. Yeah. So you say, we're Yeshurun, we're Yosha, we're very straight.
That's Yeshurun. What about Shiftei? Shavat Shiftei Yeshurun. You're focusing on the word
right. So we're shvatim of ethical of strict standards.
But what does that have to do with the shvatim, the 12 children? All right, whatever. Let's see.
Because they're the children of Yaakov and they're not crooked; they're straight.
All right, but you don't. Why only on Yom Kippur do you make you focus on that?
Because we know our people; and we have to defend them.
All right, well, let's see. Kol kidoshav biyodecha. What does that mean? Nefashos hatzadikim genuzos itoy. The souls of the righteous are genuzos itoy, which are they're put away. They're gonus. They're gonus itoy. Kinyan shenemar v'chois nefesh adonit seruda b'tzror hachayim es Hashem lekecha. That's what we read at the bottom of Matzev. The bottom of Matzev, almost every Matzev today on the bottom says tof nun shin. Beis Hei, which stands for Tehei Nishmasoi Tzirura Bitzror HaChayim. That's what it says in the bottom of every single Matzeva. And Rashi is quoting this pasuk over here. This pasuk says, Kol Kidoshav, all of the holy ones, Biodecha, are together in Hashem's hands. They are bound in the bond of life. Okay, next. Pasuk goes on, Vehem tuku liraglecha. What does the word mean, tuku? Vehem ru'uyim lekach. They deserve, why? Sherei toku atzman l'sech tachte sahar liragle sina. Now the word tachu would seem to mean they position themselves. They establish themselves. And the bottom of the mountain, where at Sinai, by Hashem's feet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to give the Torah. Tachu, what is the word tachu? Loshen po'alu. Hus v'chu l'soich mar gilo secha. Okay, po'alu, l'shon, tuchus. Now the word when Rashi says tuchu l'shon po'alu, that's the grammatical form. Okay, that's not the translation of the word. The word po'alu means they did this. They did the following. And what does the word mean? The word means his hus v'chu. Hus v'chu means to be established. Like, I'm not even sure what we call the words. Tzvachu, they established themselves or they positioned themselves. L'soich within mar giloy secha, your feet. Within your feet. This world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is called Hashem's Hadoim Raglav. It's Hashem's footstool. Let me explain. We wear tefillin. I'm going to explain this in the morning. We wear tefillin. There is a very great similarity between tefillin and shoes. Both of them are made from leather, and both of them have straps. And they're very, very similar. The difference only is that tefillin we wear on our head and shoes we wear on our feet.
We can't hear. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No. Nope. Right. Very low.
Let's see what's going on here.
Yeah, okay, it's better.
Let me put in the microphone. 1 second.
I got no problem.
It's all fine right now.
That's okay now?
Yep.
All right. If it goes down, just let me know, okay? If it goes down, I'll do something here. All right, we have over here this idea that the Jewish people, they put themselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's feet. I mean, you know, we're tefillin, and the tefillin go on our head. There's a very strong relationship between tefillin and shoes. Avraham Avinu, Avraham said to stone. The stone he said to him, in Yichut, the ad Suraal. In Ekach Mikol HaSholoch, I will not take from you not a chut, a thread, and not a shoe strap. Bochnal. And Chazal tell us in reward. In reward for Avraham Avinu saying the words Sorochnal, a shoe strap, he was rewarded that his descendants merited the Ritzua shel tefillin. So we see that there's a relationship between shoes and tefillin. Shoe straps are supposed to be polished, are supposed to be painted black. White shoes and black straps. There's a lot of relating. What's the question? Why? Why is that so? The answer is very simple. Because the highest place man can reach is Hashem's shoes. When we reach our highest madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he comes down to this world, Hashem comes down to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is called the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's footstool. It says Hadoim Raglov. That represents the ultimate Gilui Shechina. Hashem is in Shemayim. When Hashem reveals himself, he comes down to this world and he rests his feet upon in this world. The Hadoim Raglov. So where is the meeting place? Our head meets with Hashem's feet. And what is the bond? Where is the overlap of our head meeting with Hashem's feet? Tefillin. Our tefillin are Hashem's shoes. When we reach the pinnacle of what man can reach, we put upon our head the tefillin. V'rohu kol amei ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikolecha v'yodu mimeka, shakai. when we achieve that exalted status, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he comes down to this world. His coming down to this world is expressed with the terminology of Hashem resting his feet in the Beis HaMikdash, the Hadarim Raglav. So the tefillin are Hashem's shoes. On Tisha B'Av, we don't wear tefillin. Why not? Why don't we wear tefillin? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took back his footstool. The Beis HaMikdash are Hashem's shoes. And if Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, there are no shoes. Hashem is not wearing shoes, or at least he's not. His feet are not here. If his feet are not here, so what are you wearing tefillin for? Your tefillin is the meeting place. It's the overlap between Hashem's feet and our heads. So here we have this idea where we put ourselves, we positioned ourselves in Hashem's feet. This was, and in fact, what Chazal said, that when Klai Yisrael, they said Nasev and Nishma, each one of them got two crowns. Echad Kineged Nasev, the Echad Kineged Nishma. What are those two crowns? So a lot of the Darshanim tell you those two crowns are tefillin. Mokoim yesh barosh lehoniach shtei tefillin. Tefillin of Rashi and tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. We don't wear them together. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, there are many simonim. It's a chunk. It's an unbelievable chunk of Shulchan Aruch. A chunk telling you exactly how the proper way to wear at the same time tefillin of Rashi and tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. In America, you almost never, ever see somebody wear tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam simultaneously. But if you go to the Kosel Hamaravi and you stick around there for 10 minutes, I guarantee you, during Shacharis, I don't know now, during Corona, but during regular times, you go to the Kosel Hamaravi, you'll see very quickly people wearing tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. So at Har Sinai, when we said Nasev and Nishma, we were zecher to two crowns. Echa k'neged Nasev, v'echa k'neged Nishma. This is the tefillin of Rashi, tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. It's not just the order, it's what they represent. There's a lot of depth in what does the tefillin of Rashi represent, what does the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam represent. That was given to us when? At Matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came to rest his feet on Har Sinai. When Hashem rests his feet, he's wearing shoes. Shoes have straps. Those leather shoes that have straps are our tefillin. They are our crown. The two go together. So Yisabi Dabar Secha, so let's say over here, one more time, Rosh Nidor Alecha, Behem Ruyim L'kach, they deserving, Sharei Tochu Atzman L'sech Tachte Sahar. They position themselves. If anyone has anyone there have an English translation of Rashi, anyone have an art school, an English translation, how they translate the word tochu? How they translate the word tochu atzman l'sech tachti sahar? Can I exactly show what that means? But something like position themselves. The tochu l'shon poalu. Poalu is the grammatical form of the word, which means to do an action that the people have done. There are seven binyanim. I don't know any of this stuff. This is over my head. This makes me dizzy. The different binyanim. This is one of the seven binyanim. It means they did an act, an action. What is the action? They hustled. They moved and positioned themselves. Hus v'chu. They positioned themselves. L'soich mar gilo secha. Or they put themselves parallel, or they calibrated their position to be perfectly opposite HaKadosh Baruch Hu's L'soich Margul L'secho, your feet. Okay, the next words of Rashi are Yisa Midaber Roisecho. What does that mean? Yisa means to carry. Nasu Alehem Oil Torosecho. Midaber Roisecho means your Dibros, your Dibor, your Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibor, the word midaber secha, your words, your law, it's a word for Torah. And Rashi continues to explain midaber secha, mem boy karv li yisoid. The mem is part of the word, the root of the word, kimo vayishma It's called Midaber Elof. So it's, so when he says, well, let's go, the Eshma, Es Midaber Eli, I heard the one that was speaking to me, Kabay Mistaber Eli, the one that was speaking to me, Af Kol Midaber Secha, Mashah Yisa, Midaber, Lahashmi, this that he was speaking to make it heard to me, Leymar Lohem, Leymar Lohem. And then he has a French word, okay, an old French word, Tish Puj Pur, whatever that word is. Okay, fine. Now he quotes the Tar Ungulus, which we're going to come back to in a moment. The Ungulus there again, show you Noisin al Pi Devarecha. Ungulus learns that it does not mean the Torah. Midaber Sech, according to Rashi, Rashi's getting into the grammar. Midaber Sech, he uses this term that it's carvely aside. It's not actually part of the root. But
it's from the French word to speak to oneself.
To speak to oneself. Oh, very good. Midaber Sech, to speak to oneself. Okay. So when you say Midaber, the men, Rashi is introduced to a new term in grammar. And that's called Koroiv Liyasoid. It's near, it's related, it's a semi part of the root of the word. It's not the actual root of the word, but it's not a prefix. There's a prefix and there's a root, but there's something in between. And that's what he calls Koroiv Liyasoid. It's Dibur. Dalid Beis Reish is the real Yisoid. And Midaber Secha, it's Midaber, it's more than just a prefix. It actually transforms the word into a different type of word, which means, as Rabbi Mayevsky said, speaking to me.
It's reflexive, as it says here.
Reflexive, okay.
Reflexive, yeah.
But Ungulus disagrees. Ungulus learns that the word Dibor means a conversation. Hashem is not speaking to himself. Hashem is speaking to us. So that then it's like as if it was with a shva, midaber. Let's refer to our other gamin, but
no, he says it's like the word misdaber.
From. In other words,
yeah, misdaber, that which was self-spoken to me.
But that's according to that's
yeah, that's Rashi.
But Ungulus, he's saying it's basically min. It's a prefix. Right. According to Ungulus, the word midaber, the mem, is a regular standard out of the ordinary prefix. And the mem is like min. And what it means that Hashem is speaking, and Hashem, he spoke to us, and he told us where to go. Let's go take a step back. According to Rashi, midaber means Hashem is speaking to himself. What does Hashem speak to himself? The words of Torah. Because the essence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Torah. Yisrael v'oraisa v'kutcha b'richu chatu. So midaber secha is a phrase which means Torah. It's another word for Torah. How could it mean Torah? The root of the word is dibor, speech, correct. But when you add the mem and you have a chirik in the mem, Hashem is speaking to himself. That is a concept which expressed the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving. Is Torah. The essence of Hashem is Torah. Yisrael, v'yoraisa, v'kutsh abrichu, chadu, is Torah. Okay, Davar Acher, another interpretation. Let's go, we'll tie it all together in a moment. Davar Acher. Af chai vev amin. Af. Av. During the time of the love of the Jewish people, ibasan shel umas ha'olam, she So this is a whole new interpretation, which we'll review in a moment. But when here in this interpretation, Amim does not mean the Shevatim. Amim means the nations. And it means that during the times of Galus, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing kindness and favor to the Ummah Yisraelim, he's been kind to them at our expense. Yet, kol kiddushav yedecho, kol hatzakot tzadikehem, v'tayveyem, dav gubach, even during Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing smiling at the Goyim, still the tzaddikim cleave to Hashem. They yearn. Okay, mismatzin means lashon yearning, and mismatzin they enter latachas tzulcha to your shade. Yisa midaber esecha mekablim gezeiroscha v'da soisecha v'simcha your gezeiros and your laws v'datosecha means yidas. Das means a law. Your laws v'simcha. The Elu Divrehem, and the next pasuk are the words of the Jewish people. Okay, let's review. So, a lot going on here in this pasuk. We have over here basically giving us 2/3 interpretation of this pasuk. Let's review the pasuk outside. The words of the pasuk based on what we have just learned. The first interpretation is Af. Also, Choyvev Amim. You also love the Shvatim, the Shivteka. The word Amen means the tribes of the Jewish people. And we know that's correct from Binyamin. Binyamin was not yet born, and Hashem said to Avram Avinu, I'm going to make from you come a goy ukahal goy. You love the Shvatim. Kol kiddushav v'yodecha. All of the tzaddikim of the Jewish people are who have died. Basically, all of the tzaddikim who passed away are together with you. They position themselves at your feet at the time of Matan Torah. Yisa, at the time of Matan Torah, Yisa, they accepted upon themselves mi daber oisecha, the Torah, Kabbalah HaTorah. They accepted to carry upon themselves the oil HaTorah. Okay, that's the first pshat. Then we have the pshat of the Targum, which we're going to see in Sana 1, which also the Targum learns that the word Amma means the tribes. And the only difference is the end of the pasuk, when it says, Vahim tukul raglecha, they position themselves at your feet. Yisa midabar esecha, they accepted your command where to travel in the desert. Okay, that's going to be the interpretation of the Targum. And when the Jewish people, they left Egypt, lechtech acharai b'midbar b'eretz lo zerua. Okay, that's one of the greatest, zacharti lo chesed nurai. We highlight this principle on Rosh Hashanah. Zacharti lo chesed nurai, avas kulosoich, lechtech acharai b'midbar b'eretz lo zerua. Yisa, we accepted, midaber osecha, your command, where to go, to follow you in the desert into a dangerous place because we had a moon in you. Then we have the third interpretation of this pasuk, which is very different, and it's telling us in this interpretation, Amen means not the Shevatim, it means the nations of the world. And there are times now in Jewish history where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smiling at the Goyim, he's giving them blessing, and we are suffering. Even at the time when Chayvev Am, Hashem is showing love to the Goyim, still, Klal Yisrael is loyal to Hashem. Kol kidoy shav biyadecha. All of the holy ones, the tzaddikim, are loyal to Hashem. Behem tugu d'raglecha. They continuously. Now, this is very deep. They accept the gezeros. They mekabel upon themselves all of the hardships, the gezeros of the goyim. Yisa midar b'secha, and. Even in times of galus, they still yearn to go after you, Hashem, to position themselves at your feet. Meaning, in difficult times, they still are faithful. And Yisa midaber osecha, they accept your gezeros, all of the harsh decrees. The mekabel aleim, they accept it with ahava. Like the Asora Haruge Malchus. Okay, so really gone through 3 very different interpretations, and the variables are what is the meaning Amim? Is that the Shevatim or the Umay Sa'ilam? When it says the word Liraglecha, does that mean Matan Torah? Or does that mean to follow your feet, to travel after you in the desert, to reach the ultimate destination of Har Sinai and Eretz Yisrael? Or does l'raglecha mean We just a general description of going, following Hashem, no matter what, even in the most difficult times. And the next variable in the pasuk is the word midaber oisecha. Does this mean the Torah? And then the mem takes on a whole new meaning. The mem is not a prefix. The mem is almost part of the root, and it's a unique word which is describes the Torah. We accepted Kabbalah Satara. Or does midaber oisecha mean your words? You told us where to travel. You told us to go into the desert. We went into the desert. Or midaber oisecha, does it mean the gzeres? We accepted the gzeres of Shmad upon ourselves. The Ahava, sometimes it's not easy, and yet we were faithful to Hashem. Now let's take a look at the Targum. The Targum is really the middle interpretation, which Rashi already told us. Af, chabei vivun l'shiftaya, even you also showed love to the tribes. It's not just the love that you showed to the Jewish people. In the previous pasuk, it told us about Vayomar Hashem Misinai Bo Vizrach Misir Lamoi Vafia Meharpron Viosa Meredivos Kodesh Miminoi Eshdas Lamoi. In the previous pasuk, it says Lamoi unto them. Who is them? The collective nation, Klal Yisrael as a whole. It says Vafia, he appeared to them. Okay, to Klal Yisrael. In this pasuk, it's saying that not only does Hashem appear to Klal Yisrael as a nation, Hashem appears to each and every one of the Shevatim, individual attention. Okay, it's not just a collective attention to the nation. Each Shevet gets unique love. Af cha be vinun l'shiftaya. Then it says kol kadish shohi beis Yisrael begvura. All of the holy ones of the Jewish people. Now here it says over here, Biyodecha. Rashi did not explain this. Rashi learned, in his interpretation, Biyodecha means that they're in the Olam HaEmes. Olam HaEmes, no one lives forever. And after Meir Ve'eshrim, a person, we have no idea what goes on. There's something called, the Nesham is bound, the Tzror HaChayim, very spooky stuff, Biyodecha. Targum doesn't say that. Targum learns the word biodecha as an expression of might, power, koyach. Yimincha Hashem nedori ba-koyach. Yimincha Hashem tirats oyev. We learned today, we discussed this today in the morning. It means to cast, the yad means the power to smash, to knock down. Yad represents the concept of power. And in this interpretation, it says, Kol Kiddushov, all of your holy ones, Rashi learns, the Mitzvah of the Targum learns, that Kol Kaddishoihi Beis Yisrael, all of the holy ones of the Jewish people, Bigvura, with Gvura, Apeik Mimitzrayim. With Gvura, you took them out of Egypt, V'inun Midabrin Techois. And they are midabrin, techois beneath anonoch, your anane hakavod, very appropriate for sukkahs, and notlin al memroch. Notlin means the way he translates here on the bottom, it means to travel. They travel by your command. And that's what, in fact, Rashi. This is the way Rashi explained Unkelus. Okay, so let's review.
Al pi Hashem yachanu v'al pi Hashem yiso.
So,
did you see the?
Yeah. According to the Targum, when it says over here, you the gvura apik mimitzray. So that is taking the word biodecha. And that's it. In other words, the Unkelus is adding a lot. He's adding, it doesn't say anything about Mitzrayim. He's adding an enormous amount of Be'er into one word. Af Chayim, you love the Shvatim. Kol Kidoshav Biodecha. All of your holy people were Biodecha, are in your hands, are in your mighty hands. You took the Shiftei Kah and their children. Shishim Riboy. They're biodecha in your mighty hand. you took them out of Egypt bigvura. And then when it says tuku l'raglecha, you put them under tuku, they are tuku position. He learns l'raglecha, meaning under your feet. Hashem's feet are the anane hakavod. What do you have? According to Rashi, that's not what it means. The Farshim, it means that we are following Hashem's feet. Hashem is walking in front of us, and we're following. Wherever he tells us to go, that's where we go. That, or it means by Matan Torah, Hashem came down, and we stood by the mountain. The Tachtis, right. According to this interpretation, is something entirely different. In the desert for 40 years, we were underneath Hashem's feet. We were walking below. Hashem was walking above. In other words, he's telling us something, a whole new idea that opens up a whole new world of machshava for the Yontif of Sukkot. And that is, the anane hakavod are nothing other than Hashem's feet. Hashem's traveling. He is walking. We are underneath his feet. This is when you go into the sukkah, you look up, you see a big footprint. You're underneath Hashem's feet. That's what he says over here. The Targum, the inun they midabrin, they are traveling to chois underneath anonoch, your clouds. That's the translation of tukulir aglecha. Let me go over here. You don't have this in my sefer on the bottom. It says here, let me read you what it says over here to translate these words. The inun they midabrin to chois anonoch vehem munhogim. They are being led. They are being guided under your clouds. Hakavana anane hakavod. Kasa Rabbi Avraham bin Ezra shamilo tuku. There is no equivalent. This word tuku is one of a kind in the entire Tanakh. Ibn Ezra, who is one of the biggest experts in this type of stuff, you're not going to find any word in the whole Tanakh that has the same shurish. And therefore, you're really in trouble. The only way you can understand what it means based is from the context of this pasuk itself. And he goes on to explain, I kept on telling you that what it means is to be positioned. Rashi used the word. Rashi himself struggled to translate the word. And Rashi said the word, it's Lashon Po'alu, Hus Vichu. I told you, Hus Vichu, to me it sounds like Kavana. Kavana, which is not necessarily Kavana, but it sounds like something like positioning yourself, calibrating your movements with Hashem. But that's not what it's.
Oh, but the Rashi said the foot of the mountain. It says under the foot of the mountain at your feet.
So you're positioning yourself in that location. According to Ibn Ezra, it means nimshichu. You were drawn, you're like a magnetic pull after Hashem. Now he quotes over here the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, Lirgil Anani Yikarach. Vanan Ovok, similar idea.
Right.
He's having similar fun. Okay. So this is an incredible idea, what he's telling us. And then the last words of the Targum are Notlan al Memna. What does that mean? That's a hard part. The last three words of this pasuk are Notlin al Memrach. Now the word Notlin means to travel. It's the Aramaic word of traveling. Al midabrasecha, from your command. Rashi explained that to us. Rashi quote the Unkelus Tirgim. Unkelus explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us where to go, and we went. Lechtech acharai b'midbar b'eretz loy zeruah. Okay, that's the Targum. Okay, so we have over here, let's review the Targum. We're trying to go to the next pasuk. The basic is, according to the Targum, we're going to say, afcha be'zivun l'shift haya. In addition to showing love to the Jewish people as a whole, in the previous pasuk, Lamoi Haifia, in addition, Hashem showed love to the Shevatim. Kol Kadishohi Beis Yisrael, Digvura Apek Minitzroyim. When it says Kol Kidoshov Biodecha, you took out your people from Egypt with power. And then when it says Vehem Tugu L'Raglecha, this is awesome. It means they were drawn after you underneath the clouds, the Anani HaKavod, a new Yisoid. The Anani HaKavod are Hashem's feet. Hashem's feet. Okay, then it says, Yisa Midabro Secha, wherever you told us to go, we went. We were not afraid to travel in the dangerous desert. Okay, next pasuk. Toira Tziva Lanu Moshe. You're supposed to teach this pasuk. This is the first pasuk. You're supposed to teach this to your child. Okay? This haunts me, this pasuk, because I have a friend, actually, his mother, it's very scary. His mother wrote an article in Aish, Aaron Price, Mrs. Aaron Price. So passed away. Her husband passed away, and she has two sons who passed away. One just passed away this year from Corona. Sadi Aaron Price, he was a boy with Down syndrome, and he got corona. He was a horrible, horrible story. He made a miraculous recovery. Mamash, he came out of death. Mamash out of death, and it was unreal. No one thought he would survive, and he pulled through after like 5-6 weeks, and then the next day, he had a heart attack and he died. It was like no one could believe it. Horrible tragedy. And she had a son who died about, I don't know, almost 10 years ago. I don't know, a little while ago. He was in a coma for 7 years. He was 34 years old when he died. He was in a coma for 7 years. So she wrote today in aish.com or .org. If you want, I'll send you the article if you want. A very haunting article. The article was... Well, on Rosh Hashanah during the Akedah, Vayisa Eina Vayar Vihine Ayel. There was an ayel, and the ayel saved was Yitzhak was about to die, and the ayel came, and that was the replacement. So she asked in her article, where was my ayel? I had a son. They both of her children were so sick. Was they both were like recovering, they were both were making, and then at the very end they died. Where is my aisle? Where was my aisle? How come I didn't get an aisle? To tachas benoi. That's a scary question to ask. And she goes on. She explains. It's a very, very, very frightening article. So, why am I telling you this? Because my friend, Akiva Shama Aaron Price, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when he was probably about, I don't know, how old was he, 18 years old, he had major, major surgery, brain surgery, extremely dangerous brain surgery. And the doctors didn't even know if he'll make it. And if he'll make it, would he be able to talk? So they did the surgery, and he woke up, and happened to be Bahashkocha Pratis. Our Rebbe was there in the room, in the hospital, when he opened up his eyes for the first time after this extremely dangerous surgery. Rav Chaim Siegel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he opened up his eyes, and Rav Chaim Siegel told him to say, the first thing he should say is, Toira Tziva Lanu Moshe. That's the first thing you should say. When you try to say something, after this major ordeal where it's even questionable if you'll be able to talk, first thing you should try to say is Toira Tziva Lanu Moshe. Just like when a child begins to speak, the first thing you're supposed to teach him to say is Toira Tziva Lanu Moshe. And the people that were there, they were like melted away. Torah would seem a lot of Moshe. So this pasuk is a haunted pasuk. Torah would seem a lot of Moshe. Marusha, it's inheritance, Kehilas Yaakov. to be said with Yaakov. Let's see what this Rashi, that's a very short Rashi, Rashi, Torah, Asher, Siva Lod Moshe, Moirasha, he liki, he lost Yaakov. It is a Moirasha. It is an inheritance for the assembly of Yaakov. Achaznua, v'loy na'azera. We shall take hold of it, and we will not let go. This is what Rashi is continuing. Rashi, this round pasuk is a continuation of the previous pasuk. So you can't really say this pasuk. This pasuk cannot be learned in a vacuum. This pasuk can only be learned as a continuation of the previous pasuk. Vehein tuku liraglecha yisa midabroisecha. And what do they say? Yisa, according to Rashi, Rashi is they will makabel the Torah. And when they makabel the Torah, or even according to Rashi, was really going with the other interpretation, either makabel the Torah, or even though they were gzeros, they were terrible gzeros hashmad, they would still always say, no matter what, Torah tzivul on Moshe, Marashat l'tz Yaakov, in times of shmad, and times of great difficulty, it doesn't matter. We're not letting go. We're not going to give up just because they're going to persecute us. We're going to hold on to very, two very beautiful words. This Rashi, it's unbelievable. The koyach of this Rashi is achaznuha. We will take hold of it. V'loy ne'ez vena. And will not abandon. Beautiful, two beautiful words to remember. We should make a yeshiva. Call the yeshiva. Achaznuha v'loy ne'ez vena. These three words. It's a good, catchy phrase. I'm surprised no one made it into a song. It's not on the top 10. I'm Shweki, Aaron Fried, Benny Friedman, and Allah, all our friends. This is a nice, catchy phrase. Achaznu avolayin ezvena. That's what Klal Yisrael says. Torah Sivla Nemesha Manashah Kilas Yaakov. And notice, according to Rashi, the last thing, it does not say here, this is Yaakov. We start off with Yisrael. I just want to make this point. We start off with Yisrael. V'zois habrocha asher berach Moshe es Yisrael es b'nei Yisrael. And then we go to the shift Shavotim. Now we go to Yaakov. We're conquering all ground. Yisrael, Shavotim, and now Torah Tzivlo Nemoshe Moshe Kilas Yaakov. Targum Oraisa. You have Lana Moshe, Masra Yeruta Lichinshas Yaakov. He gave over an inheritance. He gave over inheritance to the assembly of Yaakov. All right, time is up. Thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful night. Mirz Hashem, tomorrow we will continue. Tomorrow we'll maybe have to learn to Siddur. So we'll have to learn something unique about the davening of Sukkos. What that will be, who knows? We'll see tomorrow.
The Bala Turim says that Avchoveva Mim is Bigmatria Gerim, and that's part of what the Yalkut focuses on.
Very interesting.
Yeah, he says that's what it means. Not the Shvatim, it's Gerim, who were not there, who will eventually in the future.
Very interesting.
Okay. Shkoya, very nicely done. So, what do you have to do? Just put in a light fixture? I have an extra chandelier for you if you want.